This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The September 30th Farm Bill deadline has passed, and now negotiators find themselves up against the House 3-week recess in the run-up to the midterm elections in November. Though the House recess, which begins October 15th, means lawmakers won't be in D.C. voting, it is an opportunity for farmers and ranchers to hold their members' feet to the fire on the Farm Bill if it has not been finalized. Farm Bureau encourages you to call your district offices, or better yet, seek out your members in person at campaign events and other activities and ask them what they're personally doing to get the Farm Bill over the finish line. Bloomberg quoted AFBF President Zippy Duvall in a recent article on the signing of a renegotiated trade agreement between the U.S. and South Korea. Duvall said renewal of our trade deal with South Korea is much needed good news and help for our farmers and ranchers as the agricultural economy struggles. He added that securing export markets for our products is critical, and we encourage the administration to continue to push for conclusion of other trade agreements. Bloomberg also cited AFBF economic analysis showing South Korea is the sixth largest export market for U.S. agriculture, with $6.9 billion in farm goods purchased last year. Today's announcement regarding the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement is welcome news, AFBF President Zippy Duvall said in a statement issued Monday. This was a hard-fought win, and we commend the administration for all the efforts to solidify the trading relationships we have with our North American neighbors. Farm Bureau will review the details of the new treaty as they become available, but the elimination of Canada's Class 7 dairy pricing program is a clear victory for our farmers. We also now have access to an additional 3.6% of Canada's dairy market, which is even better than what we would have achieved under TPP. Trade is critical to agriculture, especially trade with our two closest neighbors. The USMCA builds on the success our farmers and ranchers have seen from NAFTA. Mexico, meanwhile, is still an $18 billion market for U.S. ag products. The USMCA includes new provisions to provide science-based trading standards, timely review of products produced through biotechnology and gene editing, and new provisions on geographic indications. Restoring balance to environmental litigation is vital to America's farmers and ranchers who embrace an ethic of resource conservation while producing food and fiber. But they are frustrated by inequity and lack of transparency in environmental activist groups' misuse of litigation fee-shifting laws, according to AFBF. Testifying last week before a congressional subcommittee, AFBF Director of Congressional Relations Ryan Yates said the need for oversight and reform regarding environmental litigation cannot be overstated. Yates told the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on the Interior, Energy, and Environment that a review of how environmental organizations take advantage of the legal system is ripe for timely review. Yates said the misuse of federal fee-shifting statute by environmental groups has had harmful consequences that Congress never intended. Yates said the Equal Access to Justice Act and other fee-shifting statutes were intended to rebalance the scales and restore equity to the David versus Goliath task individuals and small businesses and organizations face when suing the federal government. However, he told members of Congress that this principle has been abused in a way that greatly surpasses the measure's intent of protecting individual rights when holding government accountable. CNBC on Friday quoted AFBF's Andrew Walmsley in an article on the current Farm Bill's looming expiration. CNBC reported the looming expiration has more immediate ramifications for 39 so-called orphan programs because they have authorization or funding tied to the 2014 Farm Bill. Walmsley, Director of Congressional Relations for AFBF, explained the possible time frame lawmakers have for the passage of a new Farm Bill. He said the mood in Washington is the real deadline is maybe not until December. Walmsley warned that the situation could get daunting and create uncertainty for the industry, since it would essentially mean restarting the whole process for a new bill in 2019 with a new Congress. The House recently passed a Farm Bill-supported bill that would make permanent several important tax reform provisions that are set to expire after 2025. The Protecting Family and Small Business Tax Cuts Act of 2018 addresses bonus depreciation and the estate tax, among other tax provisions. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, passed in 2017, reduced taxes for all businesses, but only the tax cuts for incorporated businesses operated as C corporations are permanent. The vast majority of farms and ranches, however, file taxes as sole proprietors, partnerships, or S corporations. Failure to make these provisions permanent will result in a huge tax increase. In addition, the uncertainty caused by temporary tax provisions makes the already tough business of running a farm or ranch even harder, AFBF President Zippy Duval wrote in a letter urging House members to support the bill. Farmers and ranchers need the certainty of a farm bill, but Congress has yet to reach an agreement, and the current farm bill just expired. Andrew Walmsley, AFBF Congressional Relations Director, explained in Tuesday's Newsline that lawmakers are making progress toward finishing the farm bill this year. Walmsley said, obviously, it's not ideal that we blew past the September 30 deadline without having a new farm bill, but it isn't necessarily the end of the world. The good news is that he thinks a lot of progress has been made on hopefully getting the 2018 farm bill done in the upcoming weeks. There's still time to help by talking with lawmakers about the need to finish the farm bill. If farmers have an opportunity to see a member of Congress or attend a campaign event, Walmsley said, they need to ask the question, what are you doing to help get a farm bill done? In 2017, the U.S. maintained a trade surplus of over $3 billion in shelled almonds. This surplus is sustained by exporting $3.3 billion in shelled almonds and importing only $59.7 million in 2017. The U.S. produces 80% of the world's shelled almonds and exports 88% of the world's shelled almonds. For all free trade agreement partners, the U.S. tariff on shelled almonds is 0%. For non-FTA partners, the U.S. tariff is 24 cents per kilogram. The European Union imports 41% of the world's shelled almonds and is our largest customer, purchasing $1.5 billion worth of U.S. shelled almonds in 2017. The EU charges a 1.75% tariff on its large market share of shelled almonds. Our seventh largest customer, South Korea, purchased $167 million worth of U.S. shelled almonds in 2017. Due to the U.S.-Korea Free Trade Agreement, U.S. shelled almonds are charged a 0% tariff as opposed to our competitors, which are charged an 8% tariff. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.